Hey there, we're back. My goodness, it's been a little bit of a break, but we're finally back to our weekly cadence of new Craston Creative podcast episodes. I'm very excited. And I'm extremely excited to tell you about our wonderful partner sponsor today, Magic Mind. Magic Mind is like, they're like friends of mine now. I love these guys. So Magic Mind was a sponsor of my event back in January. We got a bunch of Magic Minds sent over to us, and we had a bunch of artists and creators in the room testing it out for a couple of days, and my goodness, it was amazing. I was drinking this stuff weeks before to test it out to make sure it was a good fit. My goodness, I love Magic Mind. So what is Magic Mind? Magic Mind is a mental performance shot. Now, I'm big on this stuff. I love nootropics. I love things that help you be more productive and more focused. And so when I heard about Magic Mind, I was like, I definitely want to try this stuff. I'd used other things, other drinks, other shots, other capsules, and my goodness, I don't use those anymore because they don't have the same effect as Magic Mind does. I was really, really blown away. Within about a week, I was like, oh my gosh, I can tell that this stuff is giving me more focus. And so now I drink it almost every day before work, before I get started with my creative stuff, 10, 15 minutes before, I make sure I take a quick shot. They're delicious. They're safe. It's not a coffee replacement because you know me, I don't drink coffee anyway. So I need something else that can help me with a little bit of focus and energy and stuff like that. And so, man, I love this stuff. And as you can probably tell, I'm not reading this off a script or anything. I'm just telling you my experience. But as I dove more into it and was, thinking about having them sponsor this podcast, I was like, all right, let me look into this. So here's a couple things that are really cool. It's doctor validated. It was created with like a board of doctors and medical researchers. They developed it for over 10 years and had like hundreds of iterations to perfect it. There have been over 200 scientific studies behind each ingredient. Their mushrooms are organically grown in California. And my goodness, it just works. Plus, they're a cool company. They donate 5 cents for each bottle sold to mental health charities that help US homeless communities. And they're 100% carbon neutral. So like they check every box of a potential sponsor for this podcast. Cause I look for partners that have shared values and shared vision about how they want the world to look. So it's really, really cool. And I'm excited to tell you about them. And so they have a limited offer for you that you can use right now. You can get up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase of Magic Mind with code CRAFTSMAN20 at checkout. So you can claim it, go over to magicmind.com/craftsman with an A, CRAFTSMAN. Again, that's magicmind.com/craftsman for 20% off your one-time purchase or up to 48% off your first subscription. My goodness, what a deal. So that said, let's dive into today's episode. Today's episode is called, Which Seat Are You In? Because the answer to this question determines how much control you have in getting to your desired destination. Now, I was on a coaching call last week with my coach and expressed some frustration around how easy it is for me to turn on cruise control. That's the phrase that I use. I said, I'm really frustrated by how easy it is for me to turn on cruise control. So I wanted a breakthrough that would help me go faster, take a more ambitious route, and get the results I was after, specifically around this film fund that I'm raising. So my coach's answer was profound, as always. She said, you're giving yourself inaccurate feedback and expecting that to help you change. Mind blown emoji. So you're giving yourself inaccurate feedback and expecting that to help you change. So, whoa, that one gave me pause. Here's the thing. Cruise control can be set at any speed. So I had poorly defined the problem. So that's why I was stuck. I was thinking cruise control referred to being slow, but you could put cruise control on at 100 or 150 miles an hour. It still works. So instead, we reframed the conversation around which seat I was in, the passenger seat or the driver's seat. So let's define these two. The passenger seat has no control over the direction, route, or speed to get you to your destination. You're just along for the ride, and you have abdicated responsibility to the driver to get you to where you want to go. Now, imagine how silly you'd feel if you were in the passenger seat and asked, why aren't we there yet? only to look over and realize that no one is in the driver's seat. Yet we do this often with our business. We aren't doing marketing or email or sales calls or putting our foot on the gas of our business, yet we still ask ourselves, why aren't we there yet? Now, the driver's seat. Driving is about taking control of the outcome, reaching the desired destination. So you are responsible for the speed, the direction, the route, avoiding obstacles, and getting everyone there safely. You have your hands on the wheel, your foot on the gas, and are constantly checking the mirrors. You decide which route to take, when to stop for brakes or to get gas, and when to start and finish your trip. The driver has all of the responsibility. So my frustration wasn't around cruise control. That's a minor convenience when you're the driver. It was around the fact that I had taken a seat on the wrong side of the car and then was wondering why the car wasn't moving. So when in the passenger seat, you have a false sense of control if you spend your time researching the directions, pointing out interesting sights along the way, and recommending alternate techniques to the driver. But you aren't in control of the outcome. So take a look at which seat you're in, and if you're feeling frustrated with your progress, make sure you're in the driver's seat. All right, that's my thought for you this week. Hopefully that helps you. If you've felt any of those similar things, I'd love to hear from you. Just reach out to me, Darren@craftsmancreative.co. Let me know your experience with this stuff. Also, I want to tell you about my upcoming workshops. I do these once or twice a month. They're 90-minute workshops focused on teaching you my 5-part movie framework that I outline in my book, Blockbuster, that you've probably listened to over the last few weeks. So what should you do? Well, you should go to craftsmancreative.co/workshops, and you should sign up for the next one, because we're going to spend 90 minutes together working on your business, not just teaching you what to do, but we're actually going to spend some time doing the work together. So we're going to focus on things like mindset and outcomes and getting more visibility and awareness and leads for your business, more engagement, more sales, more profit through building out your product ecosystem. There's so many cool things that we do. It's a little bit of a fire hose, but that's okay, because by the end of the workshop, you'll have done some work on your business. You can take that work back and continue to work on it. And then you can take that momentum and work with us at Craftsman Creative afterwards. So hopefully you'll join us. Again, that's craftsmancreative.co/workshops. I hope you'll sign up and join us for the next free workshop. So thanks for listening. We will see you next week.